This is GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. As schools are closed due to coronavirus, teachers all over Georgia are up this morning firing up laptops and turning their living rooms or bedrooms into virtual classrooms. And there are some challenges with digital learning for kids and for parents. Joining us now to talk about all of these challenges is Laura Evans. She's GPB's Director of Education. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Leah. It's good to be here with you.
Thanks so much for joining us. So for those who are not familiar with our education department here at GPB, just briefly talk about what you do.
Yeah, sure. So we develop original education content for the classroom. We have a chemistry series, a physics series. We do virtual field trips. We have a Georgia Studies digital textbook that we offer for no cost to teachers and students across the state. And then my team also goes out and does education outreach where we go into classrooms and we help teachers with our digital content. We also manage the statewide partnership with Discovery Education, which offers hundreds of thousands of digital resources to teachers and students.
So, Laura, you're a former teacher. What do you think some of the biggest challenges are for teachers and for students who are used to learning in a classroom?
It's a whole different dynamic. I taught high school for 11 years, English, and it's different. You're on a schedule when you're at school, and when you're at home, you know, it's up to families to come up with some sort of instructional schedule for their child. A lot of families are themselves working from home, which is an added layer of challenge. So, you know, it's difficult to find good digital content. Fortunately, a lot of teachers have done a lot of prep work and have come up with assignments and instructional content for their students to do at home. A lot of teachers are using digital resources, virtual learning resources like video conferencing and those types of things. So teachers are having to get creative. Families are having to get creative. And it can be challenging when you have, you know, the struggle of work, the homework balance, and everybody's at home together.
Yeah, I know. I have a girlfriend of mine who's also a teacher in college, but she's home with her student right now who's 12 years old, and she said that it is stressing her out trying to do this work with him, you know, helping him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It is challenging.
So we know that for students in low-income or poor households, they're already challenged by barriers to technology. But now those barriers are really reinforced with some kids not even having a computer at home or internet access. How can those students be helped, especially through what GPB has to offer?
Sure. So we know that that's a struggle in some areas, having good broadband and access to the internet. And so we partnered with the Georgia Department of Education to launch the Georgia Home Classroom Initiative. And it has a couple of different parts to it. One is we've curated a library of digital resources that can be found at gpb.org/learn. But then we also thought about those kids who may not have access to equipment and, you know, laptops, tablets, smartphones, and internet. So we decided to adopt an instructional broadcast schedule that runs from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. on our main GPB TV channel. So from, you know, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m., we're serving instructional content for the younger kids, the pre-K, first, second graders, and then mid-morning, we move to the third through fifth graders, and then noon to 6 p.m., we're serving the 6th to 12th graders with instructional content. And more information about that can be found at gpb.org/learn.
And then what about for teachers who might be looking to build on their digital curriculum? What ideas do you have there?
We're offering live webinars weekly, and teachers can also find information about that on our website. We're sending a daily e-blast out to anyone who subscribes to our education newsletter with daily activities to do at home. We have an app of the day. We have digital learning resources in that newsletter. And I think we are up to about 50,000 subscribers to that daily e-blast that goes out every morning at 8 o'clock.
Okay. I feel like, you know, and this is not a sales pitch, but I feel like Georgia Public Broadcasting and PBS, we were made for a moment just like this, don't you?
I completely agree. I mean, this is where we started, Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers. We've been Georgia's classroom for a long time to provide educational content, and this is just right in line with our mission of lifelong learning. And, you know, we are the ones that should be stepping up to help out in a time like this where everybody's at home trying to continue education, you know, trying to keep their child or their student, you know, learning at a pace that'll keep them where they don't have to catch up so much next school year.
Laura Evans is GPB's Director of Education. Thank you so much, Laura, for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And once again, you can find all of our education resources at gpb.org/learn. This is GPB.